Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Berenstain. Now, here's Spike.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed.
Mr. Golden Hair.
I set my sights on
by the rock band America. This is the first song I learned how to play on guitar. I went down to the town center. I had my first guitar lesson. Art Barnes was the teacher. I don't know how I remember that. And he said, first thing we're going to do is learn Sister Golden Hair. And just gave me a bunch of letters and said, practice these chords. And sure enough, I started playing this song. You know, America is British American rock band. Did you know that? British American rock band, also famous for one of the craziest songs in the world, Muskrat Love. Muskrat Love, Muskrat, Muskrat. Speaking of muskrats, I love that Zuckerman is starting to talk. He doesn't even realize his microphone isn't up, and that's how I manage his interruptions, his swearing, and everything else. I try to do a professional show, but it never works, and that's why I have the faders. Here they are. Here's Johnny Lieberman. I'm going to put him up first so he can talk. There you are. And, of course, our good friend, Mr. Zuckerman, the aggressive member of our staff. Good evening, gentlemen. Good day. Evening. Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Zuckerman, you know, as I told you, I encouraged you. You didn't want to share your MRI story. Well, that really resonated with America. I was at the car show yesterday with Johnny, and boy, no, people couldn't. They just couldn't stop talking about it because it was exactly what I thought it might be, which is we've all been in that situation, but only one man has the courage to speak his mind, and it's you.
Out. I was in that situation yesterday, and I just chickened out.
Good. So are you okay now sharing that with the world? What was the feedback on your end?
Everybody loves it, but it's exposing myself for being insane at times. And that's all right. I don't think I was hiding it all that well anyway. So
we all lose our temper. It's not just you. I've had my moments.
Can I do an Ask Zuckerman?
Can I do
an Ask Zuckerman how he would have handled
this? We were
this?
In the middle of a conversation. What do you mean? What?
So we went to a hotel last night to go swimming.
Oh, you mean this is a story?
We were just talking about how he would handle this.
I got a really good story. This is supposed to start out with you saying, I have a really good story.
I can't do that. I get yelled at.
You know, we get in a role and we're in a conversation and you just redirected us again.
No, it's exactly.
He does it at the top of every show, doesn't he?
No, yeah, go ahead. I've never done this before. I've never done this.
Go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. Paul.
Please, please.
No,
you did it now. Now you got to do
no,
it.
No, I mean, I'm just, you know what I'm going to do from now on? I will sit here and Spike, when you want me to talk, just point at me, and then I'll be, you know,
I was just saying a lot of us.
Please, you went to the hotel.
This is not Disneyland again.
There's a pool. No, and my wife forgot the kids' swim trunks. So she's like, go home. I'm like, I don't want to go home. There's a Macy's. I went to the Macy's. I'm in line. It's like eight people deep because it's Memorial Day. And it's horrible, horrible, horrible. The woman in front of me gets up there and goes, I want to pay off my Macy's card before I buy this one bra. She's buying like your grandmother's bra. Pays off the Macy's card, buys the $25 bra, and then says, now I want to pay off the Macy's card. And there's been six people in front of us until this point. And the guy's like, yeah, that transaction you just made just now isn't showing up. So then she calls her husband over, and he's going back and forth.
Was the actual incident longer than this story?
Oh, much longer.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. So what did you do?
What did you do?
I stood there like a schmuck is what I did.
Okay, let me give you the first mistake.
But the first thing going through my head was, God, I wish I had the balls.
All right, Zuckerman, tell him what he should have done.
First mistake.
Tell him what he should have done.
Macy's. The word Macy's. Already you've made the wrong decision.
Agreed.
What adult male goes to Macy's on Memorial Day Sunday?
Agreed.
You put the kid in the pool in his underwear and you withstand the looks.
Underwears.
And you withstand the looks of the people who are rightfully disgusted.
That's
just the way it is.
That's a good point.
Yes. And then otherwise you say to the lady, please, lady, I'm going to give you $25 for your bra. Just get the fuck out of here.
That's the move. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Welcome to Spike's Car Radio.
Jesus Christ.
God.
Wow. Story was told under duress.
You're speechless now, Ferris.
I was on the trail of something, but I'll talk about the defender. I know I posted that on Instagram. I got to tell you, the defender got taken down, but really defended itself in the crash. I haven't been in an accident in a long time, and I really did not see this one coming. I was driving to work at, I think, 6:45 a.m. on the 405, and I won't go into the details other than to say it was one of those little spots that we all have where one freeway it turns into a second freeway, and you have a choice to go left and right, and I always go right because I'm headed downtown on the 10. And 60 miles an hour. Listening to Howard Stern, two hands on the wheel, and then, boom, I get hit. I go up on three wheels. One of my rear wheel, I can feel, is up. I don't even know what's happening in that moment. One of the listeners said, it sounds like a NASCAR bump. It was exactly that. Some moron was trying to do that quick. Oh, I'm headed in the 10. I need to get to the 405. Just zoomed across a bunch of lanes right into me. Tire to tire, thankfully, because if he had pit maneuvered me, I was rolling on my way to work. I would have spun. All I saw in my rear view in the right, Zuckerman, was the little early 2000s silver, many, many miled SUV bounce off the fender and then go off into the other lane. There was no real breakdown. It was a little bicycle level lane there, and I thought, I can't stop here because people are flying by. I was doing 60 at that point. I'm not going to stop and get killed. So I went down the 10 and pulled over into the rest area. They never came. I tried to signal my best to them. Hey, this way, we'll talk. I then circled around and came back to where they were. They were gone. And I was only 15 minutes late for work.
Perfect.
Only 15 minutes late. Damage? Jerry and I had a little bet on the exact number of what it was cost. Right. You saw the pictures, and I won the bet.
$7,000.
Oh, no. That car's got aluminum. 13.
You're both low.
Ooh. You're kidding.
I guessed $18,075, and it came at $18,500.
I mean, I was pretty close with 17 or whatever I said.
Oh, I was closer.
With that
I was
kind
closer.
Of an impact, you should have injuries, Ferris. That sounds like an injury-producing event. I'd like to see that repair us.
Were you dizzy this morning?
I was dizzy this morning. I did have a dizziness issue this morning.
And your achy is sore, not from tennis.
That was the first thing Zuckerman said. He goes, do you want to go to some doctors?
I got some doctors.
You must be feeling something, you know. And I said, no, I feel fine. It really was interesting, you know, as I think about it. Frightening, of course, to just be hit out of nowhere where you don't even see anything coming. I like an accident where you kind of go, oh, shit, here it comes. I'd never been in one like this. But, you know, I'm just marveling at how well that defender just took.
Ferris, you know, and was that
and straightened and didn't you know, I could have very close, you know, gone off into the divider.
Those
right
are
there.
Shockingly stiff vehicles. They made them for the off-roading because they don't have a solid axle anymore. The platform is just so stiffened.
Yeah.
There's tons and tons of adhesives and everything, so they really do take impact.
Was that the insurance company estimate or the initial estimate by the body shop?
So, when I of course called the insurance company right away, and then of course wished I just left it to my business manager, because you know I understand why you have a thriving business now, Zuckerman.
Yeah, you can't talk to those people.
You can't talk to them. Did you call the police? I don't know. Do you want me to? I really just want to go to work. Where are the people? I circled back. They're gone. I think they call this a hit and run. Anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. One thing they did say, they go, well, you know, in a subsequent phone call, they said, you know, the Land Rover parts are backed up for months and months and months. Your replacement car insurance is only going to cover you so far, even though it was a lot. You know, I was like, God, how can I use all that up? So I called the one man I knew who would get this done fast, and his name is Anthony Lehner at Exotic Car Incorporated. Is that what they call his company over there?
Yep.
And Anthony goes, send me the VIN number. A minute later, he goes, I've got the parts. He goes, bring it in. And I said, I can't. I'm just working like 6 to 8 every night. He said, I'll come grab it in the driveway. The insurance company, their credit dropped a new Land Rover. Just dropped off of this one right over here, this nice Velar with a big ding in it. And Anthony's going to have the car done in 5 to 7 days, he said.
Now, I know you're awash with money, but if you don't want... If you don't want...
Neither of those things are true.
Yeah,
but yes, what?
We could probably figure out how to... We could rent a car to you, and then, you know...
But I have the car.
Well, you might want to take another car. and rent this car. We got plenty of cars for rent here.
Are you saying Turo out the Velar?
No, I'm saying that, he gets rid of that and he can rent one of my cars.
And then
I can give you a bill for a couple thousand a day. How much coverage you got, Ferriston?
A lot.
Let's milk it.
What was the damage? Was the two doors, or was it?
So, passenger side front door, passenger side rear door. Passenger side rear panel, wheel is out.
Suspension bits or no?
So far, no.
An extruded aluminum vehicle? Is that why it's so expensive?
Aluminum repairs are horrible. It's just they're just double steel.
I think
repairs.
The door is just gone. They have to replace the door.
Yeah, and did either door open?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
so
great.
The frame isn't checked.
Yeah.
The amount, the sound versus the actual damage, you know. And it's so funny because, you know, we go on racetracks, you do some off-roading, you do a lot of stuff when you do this car stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you may, it's so easy just to go, whatever. And then because I loop back to look for them, I was like, geez, the truck is driving fine. I went right to set and everything was fine. And, ironically, when I landed at set, the car wash guy was there and he goes, hey, do you want a car wash today? And I was like, hey, look at the side of my truck. He goes,
just
wash
the good side.
It would have been such a good day. I would have arrived. I would have got a car wash. They would have topped me off with some gas. And instead, it went the
But you saw
way.
Those, the last James Bond movie where they rolled that Defender.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing rolled, full 360 roll, got back on its wheels and wasn't that damaged and drove off. They're just so stiff. They're freaky stiff.
That's called a stunt. That's a stunt.
Yeah, that, but
no,
he's.
I talked to one of the stunt drivers who was there. They were stock vehicles. It wasn't supposed to roll like that. It was supposed to roll, but it wasn't supposed to go back on its wheels and drive away.
Yeah, there's a high center of gravity there, Zuckerman. Like, you know what a pit maneuver is. This guy just drops back a little. I'm rolling up. I swear I would have been rolling. It was a hard enough hit. But anyways, it didn't happen. And Anthony, thank you for
what
getting under control. What?
What a shame.
I actually kind of felt that.
I'm looking at your head. Looks like a dollar sign to me.
What kind really of injuries do I sustain in a roll with my seatbelt on, with my hands on the steering wheel at 10 and 2?
Well, roll, you could break your neck, God forbid.
Listen to him laughing.
God forbid.
God forbid. Here's why. And
in terms of GT Porsches, how many is a rollover neck injury?
Badly paralyzed he is.
Oh, God. This is horrible. Jerry's like, I can't believe, why are you not bothered by this? And I said, I can tell you very simply, it wasn't the Porsche Touring. It wasn't the Zuckerman Porsche Touring that we own together. And this truck, I love it, but it's not. It's my little business drive around. It wasn't the Touring.
It wasn't the very first 911 ever made.
It wasn't that car. It wasn't, didn't like it. Didn't like it, but here I am. Survived. Let's talk about Athletic Greens. You know what we like about Athletic Greens? Good gut health, more energy, optimized immune system. And for a guy like me who hates taking pills and vitamins, I wanted something that tastes great, wanted something easy to use. We've got it on the set now. Athletic Greens, the powders and the drops are all there. One delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your nervous system, your immune system for energy, recovery, focus, all the things I need, and aging.
Gut health.
Zuckerman's gut health. And it's true. We have it there, and we use it. It's what keeps us going, and we love AG1. I think a lot of listeners are using it too because they keep calling me for the code. But, just listen when I give you the code, and that makes it easier. It's lifestyle friendly whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy free, or gluten free, contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, artificial anything, while tasting good, supports better sleep quality and recovery, supports mental clarity and alertness. It's the one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with the constant product iterations and third party testing. These guys are huge, by the way. I'm seeing them everywhere all of a sudden. Right now. To reclaim your health, arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Heading into flu and cold season, it's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. You can go to athleticgreens.com/spike911, athleticgreens.com/spike911. And they're going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase, athleticgreens.com/spike911. Well, you know what this weekend is all about, gentlemen. Top Gun. Anybody see the Top Gun movie?
No.
My boy did. Did you?
My boy did. I can't go to a movie theater right now, but did he like it? My son liked it.
He said, as he's apt to say, it was okay. it's really hard to,
it was
to
normal.
Measure what that means.
It was normal. That's what my son says.
It was normal?
You know, Jack takes flying lessons and flies on a DCS flight simulator for the F-18 Strike Fighter Hornet. So he said, the movie's great except for a couple things, Dad.
Nice.
You know, they had some missile sequence that was clearly laser-based instead of radar, but they...
Oh, that's great.
They made the radar sound, but it was clearly a laser one. And I know why they did that, to make it look... And then, you know, my eyes are just glazing over, but... huge movie, but for us, back in the old days, the old Top Gun, there was a 1958 Porsche 356. That Speedster was actually a replica. But even so, that Speedster from the original Top Gun, Kelly McGillis's character drove, is worth more than $200,000.
How? Wait, how?
How can that be?
Because it was in the movie.
Oh. Right.
Still? Okay, what?
The 928 from Risky Business
sold. That's different. That's a real 928. It's still stupid.
Yeah, so guess what they used this time? And some genius must have loaned the car to the production. There's a scene with Jennifer Connelly driving a 911S from 1973. I believe it's silver black, numbers matching original. Also, the director, Joe Kaczynski, was driving the backup car because you need two cars on a movie shoot in case one stops. You don't want to lose your day, so you need two identical cars. But he had a 73 911E, which for movie people is the same car. Yeah, exactly. It's not for us.
Right.
And there's a lot of conjecture. Hannah Elliott has been writing about for Bloomberg what that car might now be worth, since a normal 73 is, what, probably a couple hundred grand right now, silver black, good condition. You'll remember the 1970 Porsche 911S used by Steve McQueen in the movie Le Mans sold for $1.375 million in 2011, nearly 23 times what a similar car would have cost. What do you think, Zuckerman? This car,
for me,
73 911, but it's used in a movie.
But the movie isn't, it's not the same world where a movie like Top Gun sits in the movie theater and becomes something iconic and has lasting and enduring influence, or like Risky Business, things go up and pop like a soda bubble, and won't, and I don't think this Top Gun 2, whatever it is, will be remembered. So for
the
me,
biggest, they just set a record for Memorial Day, 150 million.
It doesn't have the same lasting longevity.
Doesn't it?
I don't think so.
I think what's the value?
At this point, what the car is worth.
I think you got to revisit it in like 10 years to see if people give a piss.
Yes, that's different. Yeah. I agree
with
you.
And I'm saying in 10 years, no one remembers anymore.
Here's the actual cycle of things, though. They're claiming in this article it would be worth 1.25 soon.
No.
I would say that is low. I would say there is a group of kids like we were when we saw these cars, these Ferris Bueller cars, who have now watching the biggest movie of Memorial Day, who are looking at that thing going, man, that was cool. Now, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the scene it's in.
Yeah.
And I would bet you soon, like you're saying, maybe 10 years or so, or when these kids are a little older, that that car will have value. It all depends, for me, you know, when you think of the bullet car, you go, that sequence. That sequence, that car, pretty amazing. Le Mans, the opening shot, the 70S winding through the streets of, right.
Plus,
of France.
People love Steve
that
McQueen.
That gives it value. But that shot, I want to be that guy.
I don't think that doesn't exist anymore. That world doesn't exist where something becomes iconic. There's too much.
Not to old men who have seen too much like you, Zuckerman, but to other generations who haven't seen it. But you hear what I'm trying to say? There needs to be a sequence that looks cool that makes you go, oh, I want to be that guy. So
the young guys want to have to be into the girl or the guy driving that car. Are young people going to, Jennifer Connelly going to resonate with a young audience?
That's what I'm saying to you. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet.
We haven't seen the movie.
But I need to see the sequence in which it's used to see if you would actually go, I want to be that person. But you know what? I'm going to back off. I don't think I'm right about that. If Tom Cruise was driving that car and it was a cool sequence, you would go, all right. That's your value.
Maybe, but he's driven a lot of cars.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that things have as much tahitis as they used to?
No, definitely not. There's a gazillion channels now. You know what I mean?
I know, but it's easy to disprove that theory, Zuckerman.
We'll wait 10 years and see?
No, a year after the movie Le Mans came out. Was that car worth anything? No, it's the generation of kids that grew up seeing it that then go, that is a valuable piece of my youth.
What I worry about, like our young kids, I don't know anything, but our young kids watching this movie, the only people I've talked to that have seen this movie are in their 50s.
I got two kids that are raring to see it. And all the kids who ran.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what's driving movies right now. It are blockbusters in the theater that kids go, Mom and Dad, you got to take me to that. That's why Spider-Man was so big. You know,
right.
Open up a movie for adults and nobody goes.
Yeah. It just seems to me this is like a you know, Gen X cash in type thing. Like everyone I know who's seen it, you know, saw the original. I have no teenage children, but like, you know, who's I talking? Marsden saw it. And he was like, yeah, it's pretty cheesy, but so was the original, and the fight, the plane sequences were cool.
Yeah. I hear it's amazing. Yeah,
I'm sure it is.
But kids, everybody wants to do things together. You go with your kids, of course. Let's do another ad.
Yeah.
How about Bob's Watches?
Hell yeah.
The most trusted destination to buy or sell 100% authentic luxury pre-owned watches. Shop vintage contemporary pieces from Lux, Tudor, Omega, Breitling, Cartier, Patek, and more. On their site, you're going to see my Father's Day choices. I laid them out. They asked me to do under 10, under 20, and then unlimited.
Nice.
Which
what's the unlimited?
Well, what did I put down for that? It was a pretty great watch. What did I do for the unlimited?
Should I look it up before you finish?
No, I just submitted it. I'll look and tell you what it is. It wasn't what you expected it to be, because I think everyone would go, you did that kind of chocolatey ice blue Daytona, and I did not do that watch. I did not do it. explore thousands of models available now at bobswatches.com. Go to bobswatches.com/spike and you'll see my choices. And I do make these choices, overnight delivery and free shipping included. I call them a lot and say, take that watch off. I don't want that as one of my choices. Everyone will see through that. But I now have a gold Daytona from them that I'm wearing with Paul Newman dial, with the black subdials.
Mm.
And I put it on the other day and forgot I was wearing it. And boy, people do not let you forget you're wearing that watch. Oh, I forgot I had it on. They go, what is that?
What
are you doing?
I mean, Daytona's...
Why are you wearing that out?
Daytona's, it's so gorgeous. Daytona's on their own just attract, you know, people are like, what is that?
Let me see if I can find
gold
this choice.
Gold and Newman and all that adds up.
What's that?
Just a steel Daytona, like, attracts attention.
Yeah.
So you put gold on it and you hit the Newman dial and all that.
Oh, here it is. Okay, here's what I picked. All right, here's what I picked. Okay, so I picked an Omega Speedmaster.
Oh, yes.
For under 10, and actually under 5, I think that.
Yeah.
I went with a Sly Stallone black ceramic Panerai for the under 20.
Nice.
And, this watch. Uh-huh. They have this watch on the site, and hopefully it'll still be there. Patek Philippe Aquanaut stainless steel in orange.
How much?
In orange.
How much?
$204,000. Look at this watch.
Pocket change, my friend. Gum money.
Relatable.
A bag of sweets.
I had to write a couple of sentences for each one, and... I wrote, if you can afford this killer timepiece, Dad raised you right. He'll be speechless. And when I see him champagne yacht hopping in Monaco, I will be very jealous of his new orange wrist wear. What a watch. I didn't want to know that watch existed.
I know. There's a green one, too.
I mean, that's an amazing thing.
A little overpriced, but that's a nice watch.
Would you wear it?
Yeah, I'd wear anything.
Okay. Here, let's talk about something else.
Yes.
DeLorean Motor Company. That's right.
Okay.
DeLorean Motor Company has officially revealed its upcoming DeLorean EV. Have you seen it, you guys?
Yes.
Google it so Zuckerman can see it, and I'm going to tell you about it. An all-new take on the classic 1980s stainless steel clad, I think this thing is gorgeous, gull-wing doored sports car made famous by the Back to the Future film trilogy. We're speaking about movies a lot in this episode. The new all-electric DMC revives the Medusa sedan concept that the original DeLorean Motor Company had started on prior. They're targeting 100 kilowatt. Look at that, Zuckerman. Battery pack, 300 miles of range and charge, dual motors, all-wheel drive setup. It can accelerate 0 to 60 in 2.99 seconds, which is really 3 seconds. Top speed projected to be 155 miles an hour, and it's expected to be priced at 175. Look at that thing. What do you think?
If it ran on blow, that would be better. I mean, they say it's famous for Back
it's
to
gorgeous.
The Future.
Do you
it's
like,
famous for the blow.
But hold up the picture for a second. Do you like it, Johnny?
No.
You don't? Why?
It's generic. Two reasons.
Okay.
One, it just looks like, hey, we need a show car with gullwing doors.
Original one did.
No, but the original looked like a DeLorean. This doesn't look anything. There's no.
I think that's a plus.
There's no DeLorean DNA present. It's just. It looks.
That's
like,
what I like about the idea. They reinvented the car, like the GMC Hummer, the electric car versus the old one. They reinvented it and made it modern.
But if you look at the EV Hummer, you're like, oh yeah, that's a Hummer. This, if you look at it, you're like, oh, that's a 2019 Geneva Ital design concept car. There's nothing.
It looks more like an XJ220 than a DeLorean.
If it looked like a DeLorean, I don't think anyone would be interested in it. That to me looks like DeLorean doors right there.
Well, it's got gullwing doors, but so does it looks like a Mercedes SLS.
But you really feel like the original DeLorean was a well-designed thing?
Yeah, it was a good design.
Kind of a piece of shit.
Well, it was a bad car because it was fully rear engine. It was supposed to be mid engine. That engine was like behind the rear axle, and it didn't do any engineering. But it was a cool shape. It was a very cool, iconic shape. And this, you know, I think Giugiaro did that one. You know, it's kind of like the same Giugiaro. He did the Volkswagen, the first
everything.
Golf.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. The rabbit.
Giugiaro. Hello, I'm Giugiaro.
He did everything.
I do everything.
The 70s and 80s.
Everything cool, yeah. And this is, I just think it's very generic.
Ooh, I like it. Oh, I'm just showing it to me. I'm getting crazy about it.
Really?
It looks more like a Lucid than anything.
Yeah. I think that looks better. I think it looks better than a Lucid, and that's what I was liking about it. Like someone took a Lucid design and made it pretty.
I think this is a classic design.
Ugh.
Now I've driven a DeLorean.
That's the original DeLorean.
They're really bad. They're unbelievably bad cars.
Yes.
Despite what our friend Ferris says, they're really terrible. But
yes.
It's cool looking, and I just don't. I think this is generic. But
you're missing my point, though. I totally understand what you're saying, but I think when someone can take a crap car and reinvent it as something relevant, and when I saw it, I went, "Whoa!" I would actually be interested in that if it worked right, and that's the big if. Does it work right? Can they get the software right? Can they make it glitch free?
Oh, the answer to that is 100% no. No, they cannot.
Who are the people behind this DeLorean?
DeLorean. It's DeLorean.
But who is DeLorean now?
Exactly. That's a great question.
Someone bought the brand.
Yes.
Someone bought the name.
Yes.
And who is it?
I mean, just some people in Texas that bought DeLorean. I don't know. Good luck to them. But Paul nailed it. That is like a two-door Lucid, but kind of generic,
Lucid doors don't open like that.
Yeah, but Mercedes doors open like that. I mean, it has gull wings, lots of things. I don't know.
I'm so into your car, DeLorean people. I want you to call me unless it's Russian money. Unless this is drug money.
It's probably
even
cartel,
if it is drug money,
it's cartel money.
I'm interested. Yeah. I'm interested in hearing about your platform. I think it looks cool.
Okay.
And if they do it right, that's impressive. I mean, think of all the folks, the Radwood guys. Who are those? Radford, our friends, are doing their thing. You're buying this name and you're reinventing a company. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, except that. Like, this looks nothing. There's nothing Radwood about this.
I know you said you don't like it. I'm just saying I do like it.
Well, you're saying you do like it.
I love it.
Times. All right.
I love the way it looks. I think they're off to a smashing start. Will they cross the finish line?
No.
Doubtful.
No.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But still, I like that you can do that. What other names could we buy that are out there? We can invent our own thing.
Hupmobile.
Hupmobile.
Hupmobile would be.
What's that?
That was something from the teens and 20s.
Yeah, the Hupmobile. Yeah, the
Hupmobile.
That's like when we make jokes about like old journalists. It's like, yeah, he was at the launch, the Hupmobile launch. Yeah. You know,
Hupmobile. I mean, there were 300 car companies in 1920, maybe
1,500 in the U.S. alone.
There's so many.
And what does a Hupmobile look like?
It just looks like a car from the teens. It's a brass era thing.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch. But I mean, people have been trying this, like, you know, De Tomaso is, you know, they relaunched and they did an SUV for a while. Now it's this crazy, like, late 60s, 70s looking supercar.
Yep.
Every year they try and bring back Duesenberg and Hispano Suiza and all these old nameplates. Delahaye. Stutz. I think Stutz is still around.
Yeah.
Bearcat.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people always trying to bring them back, but it's hard to... I mean, you know, since Oldsmobile, I think, the next American car company that made it was Tesla. That was the gap, you know?
Right.
And then we have Lucid and Rivian, which are selling cars. I don't know if anyone else is going to make it, you know? And, like, is Lucid 100% going to make it? Don't know.
You don't know, huh?
Let's get the Tucker.
Tucker, yeah, Tucker.
That's a valid nameplate. Has some mystique.
I think you want to have something that you kind of considered a cool car when you were a kid.
Tuckers
like
were
the Tommaso.
But Tuckers were cool.
Pantera.
You looked at that car when you were small before you knew anything. You went, oh, that's kind of a cool thing, right?
Well, I mean, De Tomaso, these young guys, they're like in their late 20s, early
30s. But if they made that into an electric, I'd pay attention. If, you know, if they turned it into something.
They're doing like crazy V12 with a manual. Like it's pretty cool. The De Tomaso is actually pretty cool. Hmm. They're having trouble building them.
But and selling them.
They're selling. It's the building part they're struggling with.
So you think Lucid could go down the tubes. A couple weeks ago, you thought no big deal. And are saying... Because I was telling you about the production line issues, and you said, no, they're going to be fine. Now you're saying something different.
No.
If I had a production crew here, I could play back his clip of him going, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They're going to be good.
They're going to be good because Saudi Arabia just ordered 100,000 vehicles from them. So they have... funding for a long time.
Well, it was their sovereign wealth fund put in.
Yes. So Saudi's not going to let them go down. I'm just saying, you know, right now, if you said, is any car company going to fail aside from Volkswagen in the U.S., I would say Lucid. They're not getting the cars out. Rivian, like my Rivian showed up. It's sitting in El Segundo. I just got to go pick it up.
Your Rivian that you bought.
I bought a Rivian, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And it's sitting there.
See that orange thing there, my little Ford? So I'm trading it in to get the Rivian, and everything's done online. You don't talk to anybody. So
you're trading it into Rivian.
Well, no, I'm not. So the value they offered me for that was $10,000. I immediately sold it for $15,000 10 minutes after I canceled the order with Rivian. And I said, I can't pick it up. I got to wait till the guy comes to get this car. So
what color did you get?
Yellow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
I like the yellow. You know, the second I got hit and I was waiting in the rest area with a nice couple who had a flat tire having a chat with them waiting for this guy who hit me.
The first thing
I thought was I should just turn this into a Rivian. But those guys were supposed to call me in December to drive the car, and here we are. And then I thought,
I'll text them as soon as we do the next commercial.
But I text them and I email them and I'm just not hearing from them.
So
and I would have bought one.
I've been screaming at him. So like my friend, big celebrity wants one, and I'm like, hey, put her on the VIP list. And they're like, we don't have a VIP list. I'm like, you know, the very first Defender sold in North America, it's in her driveway. She wants to trade it in for a Rivian. Like, come on, get a VIP list. And you know, they're Silicon Valley people.
I'm not even
people.
Saying VIP list. I'm saying communicate with people. I'm not asking for special favors. I just want to, hey, here's what's going on. Just communicate.
They're bad. I mean, with mine, I place the order, you know, and then they have a guide, really wonderful, nice lady. And I go, okay, great. That's everything you say. You know, she calls me on the phone. We have a nice chat. I go, great. When's it showing up? Oh, I can't answer that. Okay, could you say if it's coming soon or not soon? No, I can't say that. 2022 or 2023? Oh, I can't answer that. And then that's when I started just like, you know, screaming about it. And then they said, hey, if we gave you a slightly different vehicle for the same money, but it's pretty much the same, and it showed up. So, but then they delayed it because they screw you on trade-in. So,
were you actually pulled over in the accident investigation site area, this mysterious AIS area when you call it the rest area?
Do you know when you're going down the 405, you click off to the right to the 10,
yes,
and you head towards the water, and right as you come off the ramp, there's a little spot to pull over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Yep.
That's where I waited.
AIS.
Is that what that is?
The accident investigation site. You've seen the little signs periodically that say AIS ahead, and nobody knows what that is.
No, I keep my eyes straight ahead. Look, I have no idea.
If you get an accident on the highway, and I'm telling you this as your friend, don't get out of the car. Please don't. You'll die. People are not paying attention. You get a ton of those, right?
Get out of the car, and then people are running over.
They just get
your
run.
Head.
Yeah, they get like look like, at him laughing. It's true.
It's funny.
It's true.
It's not and that's funny what, if it's someone you know, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Imagine you get hit and you're like that, you think that's the worst thing that happens to your day, and then you just get run over.
And then your brains are in someone's tires. They don't know what the fuck is this. They get to the office. But what is this on my tire?
I tell my kids all the time, I get in an accident, just trust me. Just make sure you get off the road safely.
The road.
Don't be a secondary fatality.
Even on the shoulder is a problem.
It is. No, get off the road. Get off the highway.
I had an Uber, it was a tap. They just tapped me. But like they were trying to pull off on the freeway, on the 110 in downtown. And I'm like screaming like, get off the road. We're not getting out of the 110
it's not worth
through
it.
Downtown.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, it's heating up upside.
Hello. You know what's heating up, sir? Your brain?
Maybe I did get injured. Maybe these are all symptoms.
Yes. Struck stupid.
Maybe I should be listening to Zuckerman.
Cash.
Maybe my brain is mashed potatoes, Zuckerman.
We could only hope.
It's heating up outside, and when it comes to stylish essentials, perfect for the hotter days ahead. There's no better option than Mack Weldon from hanging at home to that much-needed vacation that none of us can afford, and none of us can even get the reservations if we wanted to. the conference room to the happy hour, they've got you covered. Their innovative daily wear system takes the guesswork out of getting dressed, even for the most indecisive of guys. Mack Weldon has premium polos easily that elevate your plans with fabric technology they've built in to keep you comfortable as the temperature rises. The lightweight silver, how do you pronounce this word? P-I-Q-U-E. Pique polo? Pique,
yes.
Pique polo? I wear that one. It's nice. I play tennis in it. And new super soft Pima t-shirt polos. They're great for summer. I'll be wearing them everywhere. And with the Maverick Tech Chino short, I have those. And the Radius Flex short, Johnny has those.
Yes.
You're going to love your summer. Two other must-haves. They've got board shorts, swim trunks. Guess what I was doing right before I came in here? I was buying board shorts and swim trunks for my kids who are headed off to camp. A combo of performance stretch and slick design. They've got great gear for you. Check them out. Mack Weldon, one of our favorite sponsors. We love their stuff. We wear their stuff. You can save 20% on your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. That sounds like some fish you'd order off a menu. The SCR pod with some onion strings, please. MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. 20% off. MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. Stock up on the warm weather essentials you've been missing. All right. We still have more show here. Yesterday at Bill's was Audi Day. The folks at Audi brought the new RS3, two RS6s. Jay Leno was there. Jerry Seinfeld was there. Spike Ferriston was there. Johnny Lieberman was there. The Zuckerman stickerheads were there. It was quite a day for this dead car show, they say, that doesn't exist, that we no longer talk about. But the Audi's pretty well received and beautiful, didn't
yes,
you think?
Yes, yes. They were great colors. I mean, I've driven the S3. I brought it actually here. We talked about it. And right. Like, I don't even know why you need an RS3. So I can't wait to drive this thing because it's so good.
Yeah, that's, you know, the one thing I was thinking, like, hey, we arranged this nice day for them. Where are the press cars?
They're coming. He's worried about giving it to me. He's like, I don't want you to blow the tires off because with supply chain. And I'm like, did the S3 have damaged tires? He's like, let me get back to you.
Right. It was quite a day out there. It was actually really fun. And the...
I like those two people, the listeners that were sitting with us that I thought were like famous people, because it was, I walk up to the table, it's you, Jerry, Jay, and this couple. And I'm like, oh, they must be from the movie. And then you're like, no, they're just, I don't know.
Here's what I think happened. There was no place to sit, and Jay and Jerry just sat down there. They had no idea that these were listeners of the show.
Could you imagine?
And then I sat down, and the girl went, oh my God, we're freaking out. And I was like, why? And she goes, we both listen to the podcast, but this is his favorite podcast. And this is like, and I go, it's like you're sitting in the empty seat for the listener right now. You know, it's Jay and Jerry and I jawing about cars, and you walked over, and he was like, and having, they were very, very nice.
Yeah.
And then you gave me the heads, and we gave them some heads. Then she took way too many pictures of us while we were sitting.
That's why I couldn't figure. She was taking so many pictures.
It was uncomfortable.
I thought she was like some celebrity's odd girlfriend.
I think what she was doing, she's very sweet. She was just trying to take some pictures for her husband. But he was from Northern California. He was excited to be there. Porsche guy, too.
I mean,
we're happy to have him around.
It's a pretty fun table to sit at because we were,
it was a fun table,
talking cars. You know.
Except for the nonstop picture taking. It was great. It was fun.
See, I assumed you knew them just because there were so many pictures.
I know them now.
We need more stickerheads. People are messaging, how do they order more stickerheads?
They're coming. More
Did you see Zuckerman? People had the stickerheads on their phones. And
Apparently, I Trump Farrah, too. Someone defaced his sticker.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I defaced it. That's me. I did that.
Excellent.
You didn't know that was me?
I didn't know that was you.
Yeah, I did it. That's me.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent.
I took a picture of the sticker on the pylon. Then I took a picture of the Sharpie. And then I took a picture of my defacing it. And then I wrote mobbing under it. Yeah,
this was good.
That was good.
Excellent, Ferriston, sticking up for me.
Then your sticker went on above it, and now that's the magic Bill cone.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see? We all saw that. There's three apparently for sale for $1,000.
Yeah. Where? Why?
On eBay. I don't know.
So who made these? Blip Shift. You can't buy them anymore.
They're done. That's the way Blip Shift works. There was like, you know, there was like a week or whatever to buy them, 2 weeks. But I was talking with Blip Shift today. I'm like, I smell something. I smell a hit. So I'm having Dear Zuckerman work up some more colors and stuff. I
wanted Dear Zuckerman, the Instagram guy.
The college student in Florida.
He's refining the design. Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, and then they're like, hey, let's do a poster. This is Blipshift. And they have these other things which are bigger, which aren't stickers, but you can like, they work like stickers so they don't deface mm-hmm. your car.
And then there's the Pegasus. The Zuckerman with the winged.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We could do that. We could do that. That's a whole other shirt.
Yeah, you know Pegasus, the mobile Pegasus.
Yeah,
he did a design. You didn't see it with the Zuckerman head instead of the. I called it the Pegasus.
There's got to be some usage for this when people go for their MRIs and the sticker. Like some, like if you hold the sticker up or your phone and face it at the person, then you can say whatever you want.
It's maybe really, it should come with canned. It had the mouth moves a little bit and says.
Maybe it's an app with that face. That's what it looks like. And you press it and it goes, shut your carved up face, lady. It'll say a random phrase like a magic eight ball. It'll right. be. So in that way, the person doesn't have to say it, but the Zuckerman app can say it for them in the bad situation. Right?
Shove that thumb up your ass.
I'm going to strangle you. You saw that I got flagged on Instagram for saying I'm going to strangle you as a joke as a joke to you in a DM. You
oh,
wrote
really?
Just something and I wrote, I'm going to strangle you. And then I was flagged and almost had my account
Now stopped. You can't buy a weapon. Just kidding. You can buy
no, but I was happy to see that they're doing that. I noticed that Instagram's a lot friendlier these days, that people have to think twice before they threaten to strangle and kill. It seems better.
I've seen the opposite, but okay, that's good.
Well, you
really?
Just have to substitute some symbols and other things.
Yeah, maybe.
Strangle
Johnny,
with a dollar sign.
You were talking about an electric car yesterday. Was it the Mission E?
The Mission R. Jerry asked me how the Mission R was.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said to him what I said would be the beginning for the ICE crazed racer guys who have not converted to electric. Their change of heart. I said, when you have this electric vehicle and it's quick and it's got aero and it's got a sound and you see it, it's going to blow everything out of the water. Is that what this Mission?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They will put out something like this. But yeah, and remember, the other thing too is if you're doing a track day, you got a helmet on, you got earplugs in. Like, sound is only important like when you're sitting on the internet talking about how cars sound. Like when you're actually running around a track, like
right.
you're going deaf because the car has no, you know, foam insulation or anything. So the noise, and I will say the worst part of the Mission R is the noise because it has two gearboxes, straight cut gears, and it's just brutally loud in there. I mean, all you hear is wow. gear whine. So that's the one thing I don't like about it. But
what are the quickness stats on it? Like, how quick is it?
Don't know. Quick. It's very quick. You know,
what would you guess? You've driven a lot of cars.
I mean, I didn't drive it. It's got a passenger ride, but like, you know, 0 to 60 is going to be sub 3 seconds. It'll do the quarter mile in like the, you know, 10 second range. Like, you know, it's supercar performance levels, but it's a Cayman. And it's, it is based on this current gen Cayman. Like I was telling Jerry, like I've been in a lot of DTM cars, like German race cars, right? And you get in them and the brakes blow you away and the handling blows you away. And they're kind of slow in a straight line because street cars typically have more power than race cars these days because of balance of power and all that stuff. This is just so quick to accelerate. Like, I don't even know what the power is, but like, you know, the instant torque just means it's like moving, no gear shifting. So it's going to be cool when that's like a race series, and that's going to be like the next club sport.
Yeah. Here's what I would want. I'd want a wing. I would want sub 2 second 0 to 60s, and I'd want 300 plus miles. And when I say a wing, I want proper aero, and I'd want something that just thrilled me. That's just faster than everything else around it, and I'd want it cheap.
No. And light.
I wanted 125 area, let's
yeah.
say.
Oh, yeah, right? That's doable. The only thing, the sub 2, that gets into like...
That's what I want.
Tires can't really do that.
Yes.
You know.
Well, Tesla's doing it. With
no. We tested the Tesla. They've never done a sub 2. They did a 2.0.
They did a 1.9.
On a drag strip. Doesn't count. We tested it. We're the ones who tested that.
It counts for me.
Okay.
So what they did on the drag strip doesn't count.
No.
It didn't happen.
It happened. We tested it. But I'm saying when we also did a street test, the way you would drive the car,
yeah.
and it was a 2.0 something, 2.09.
Because the tires would spin.
it just wouldn't have the traction. A drag strip has, you know, has the VHT, the temperature, the very hot, the surface. So it has more
traction. I'm going to say it's still subtuse.
I mean,
it did it.
I mean, yeah, okay. You know.
Hey, want to know something really exciting, kids? Hey, kids. Oh, look at this. Wow, I just drove this car. This is the Collecting Cars ad, by the way.
Uh-oh.
They have, and I'm so happy, their copy is updated, air-cooled Sunday. They've got, Zuckerman, a ton of Porsches on their site right now.
Really?
Is that, wait, what is that? New Submariner? Is that the new Submariner?
It's a new Submariner,
that
sir.
Looks great.
Doesn't it?
That Let me actually see. Looks good.
Yes, it's a beautiful watch.
Wow. All right. Anyway, air-cooled Sunday, collectingcars.com. This audience, more than any audience, needs to go there and check it out. Not two, not 10, but more than 30 air-cooled Porsches are all live for bids at Collecting Cars' first air-cooled Sunday special event. You know how Chris Harris likes these things. Among the highlights, an incredible 993 GT2 Club Sport, one of just 21 cars, and restored by Porsche. Restored by Porsche at a cost of $145,000. Just the restoration. Previously part of the prestigious Leitbach collection. Do you know that collection, Zuckerman?
No.
15,000 kilometers per new. It's so prestigious, Zuckerman doesn't even know about it. Another extremely rare car is the 1965 356 C1600 Dutch police car. I just drove Jerry's. This car is spectacular. Look at that little spinning light there. When you're stopped, you look up to your left at the light against the sky, and it has the most satisfying, whatever, ASMR spin sound and speed, and oh my God. I just kept flashing the light on the PCH. I love this car. And as you know, there are only six of them, and as you know, these were the last three 356s ever made.
I thought they were made in 66, in fact.
They would have been made in 66. This one says 65, but you're right. They would have been 66s. They also have a 1968 911T short wheelbase car, Bahama yellow.
Ooh.
Highly original. That car's gorgeous. 993 Cup car. Bidding on all these cars ends Sunday, June 5th. That's this Sunday coming up. So get there. Check it out. Carrera GT with 2,000 miles. Ascot brown, black leather. Now located in Canada. That's a cool car, too. I think that car's right now up for auction. Oh, it closes for bids. That's already over. Why did they send me that? Just go to Air Cooled Sunday and you'll do the rest of it. What else do we have, gentlemen? You reviewing anything interesting, Lieberman?
I had that big Lamborghini yesterday.
Yes, tell everyone what that was.
The Lamborghini Aventador Ultime. And so it is the end of the Aventador era, which began about 2010 or so. So it's basically, everyone's been calling it an SVJ Touring because it's the SVJ with the aero removed. And the car, apparently, according to a friend of mine, was actually supposed to be called the SJ. And then when Winkelmann came back to Lamborghini, he said, too confusing, let's come up with a better name, Ultime. And so, yeah, it's the final Aventador until the Ultime Roadster debuts in a few months. But it's cool. It's,
is it usable?
Is it usable?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Does it work?
It works great. It's funny. It's an anachronism. You know, there's so many evolutionary dead ends to that vehicle that my friend Kyle said this. He said everything that made it kind of shit when it came out in 2010, 12 years later, is now pretty endearing. And it's just so unique. And there's just nothing else like it. And nothing else will ever be like it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just sort of this wonderful thing. And, you know, it hauls ass. It's 760 horsepower, all-wheel drive, all-wheel steering, stiff as hell, you know, good steering. So it's a fun vehicle.
Are they still making the Huracan? Is it over?
Yeah, I don't know. Huracan's still going on. They just released the new Technica. They've got several more that came out in 14.
Is there going to be a replacement for that car?
There is going to be a replacement for that
car. And what is it going to be?
What is it going to be?
Yeah.
You want to break a little news? I'll break a little news. I don't know what platform it'll be on. It might be on the 911 platform. It might be on what they call the MSB, the sports car platform for Volkswagen Audi Group. But I know something about the engine. So the engine's going to be a V8. It's not going to be a V10, and it's going to be a hybrid turbo, twin turbo, but the hybrid will be in effect until 7,000 RPM, and then from 7 to 10,000 RPM, so super high revving, the turbos kick in. So it has no turbos, meaning no turbo lag until 7,000. The hybrid motor is doing all the torque fill. And then once it gets to 7,000 and it's really spinning, turbos super kick on and you get massive power. And it's like, it's awesome. It's going to be really cool.
Did you say the 911 platform?
It could be the 911 platform. I've been hearing for years they're going to start sharing that platform. But I'm not sure. Probably not. They're probably going to protect it because it's so valuable. But if it's not that, then it'll be a group platform. But there's no more R8, or at least I haven't heard. I heard it might come back as an EV.
The R8.
The R8, yeah. But the R8's going sunsetting. But, I mean, they're going to keep the work on going at least through 2024 and probably a little bit longer. It's their best-selling Lamborghini of all time. They've sold over 20,000 of them.
Yeah, they're great cars.
They're great cars. And over 20,000 for Lamborghini is nuts. You know,
that's a huge
number. So at least it came out in 14. I'm going to say we'll see it around till 25.
Whatever happened to that idea they were spinning off Porsche?
Oh, I have no idea.
Do you remember that? That story was maybe about 2 months ago that Porsche was going to go public.
Yeah, something like that. It had something to do with the F1 deal. But I don't. That company's so nuts because, like, Porsche now owns 45% of Rimac Bugatti.
Right.
And then Volkswagen owns Porsche, and it's, you know, and then Audi owns Lamborghini and
the Porsche
and
family
Ducati.
Owns Volkswagen.
Yeah, it's
are they the biggest company in Germany, do you think?
Car company. I mean, like Bosch or Siemens or one of them might be bigger.
Siemens.
What a great name. Let's do ads.
Hey, he said Siemens and Zuckerman lit right.
I mean, Bosch is massive.
Massive.
Right. They do work for everybody. And also, like, you know, Continental Tire might be, I have no idea, but they're huge. But I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, the Ultima is fantastic. It's a, you know, if you can have the money for a $558,000 hypercar with almost no trunk, that's the one for you.
You know, I talked to the Pebble Beach Concours, and I've been thinking that this year we do a live recording of Spice Car Radio with a special guest. You guys up for that?
Whatever you want, Mr.
I'll be there.
People have to buy tickets to it.
It's sidekick.
It's money for charity. We'd be raising money for charity.
What charity, though?
I don't know. That's up to them. You know, Rich Swiggins and Peabody. Anytime, like, a blue-blooded event like the Pebble Beach Concours raising money, I'm very suspicious. For what? For who? Where's this money going?
It's that old SNL joke. Like, what's the charity? The West Palm Beach Country Club?
But I really want to go up to a car show. I haven't been up there in a couple of years, and I would love to get up this year.
Of stuff debuting this year, too, at Pebble.
It's like what?
You would ask that. I think the DeLorean.
Really?
They're gonna show it.
All right, that's one reason. I would go to Quail this year on Friday. I would do that.
Yeah, there's a lot. I can't remember. But, you know, it's just the same old story. Traditional car shows are dying. Like, the New York car show had, like, three manufacturers. There was almost no news came out of
right.
it. And so these events where, you know, there's a great location or the cars move around, like you can go to the track and watch cars actually moving, Festival of Speed, these are huge.
Right.
You know, so it's just the whole scene shifting. So a lot of OEMs are choosing to skip New York show.
And who are you going up with?
Don't know yet. I'll figure it out in July.
And you'll drive up?
Depends. I usually do, but like 1 year I went with Acura and they flew us up on a Honda jet. So it depends. That was great. Honda jet, it's way to go.
Going that.
That was good. That's a good flight. Van Nuys to Monterey.
We usually fly in on some of your aircraft.
Well, I'm out of the airline business, though, so yeah. I got no planes.
We'll figure it out. It'll be fun. All right. Well, that's our show, Jeff.
That's the show.
We've done a show once again. And there's nothing else to say. We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.